This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Those involuntary manslaughter charges against State Health Director Nick Lyon and four others in the Flint water disaster pushes things right squarely into Governor Snyder's inner circle. As he spoke to Stateside about the charges, Attorney General Bill Schuette made this point.
I think it's important that everyone have their day in court. So I think nobody objects to that. And the fact is that I think some people would prefer I not do my job. Well, I'm going to do my job.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes is here with us. And Daniel, we've got Bill Schuette delivering a tough talking message one would expect and want to hear from a state attorney general. But you're pointing to a healthy dose of politics mixed in with all of this.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding? I mean, you know, his principal rival for the nomination is Lieutenant Governor Brian Calley. And I think the AG's in a difficult spot here. If he doesn't move ahead and do his job, as he says, people are going to say that he's a Republican covering for a Republican governor and a Republican administration. If he does move ahead in the way he is, people are going to criticize him and say he's positioning himself for a run for governor. So I think I don't think he has much choice to do what he's doing. I also don't think he has much choice in not excluding the governor as potentially in the frame here.
Yes, and even though he made a point of saying we have wrapped up the criminal investigative part, now we're moving to the prosecutorial stage, that was his quote. But we know he's inside the governor's circle now, as you put it.
That's right, but we also know that he has not been able to interview the governor. They've been unsuccessful, and he has said that again today in an interview, that they've not been able to speak to the governor, interview him. So I think there's another potential shoe to drop here. Now, it's important for everybody to know here, just because charges are filed does not mean that they can get convictions on any of this stuff. And some experts say that some of this could be quite a heavy lift. But remember, in that context, I think the AG can say, hey, look, we were aggressive, we brought charges, we made our case, we weren't successful. But he still gets the political benefit, potentially, of having done that, even if he doesn't get the convictions.
Well, because certainly, as you say, filing charges doesn't guarantee conviction, and this could very well drag on well into 2018.
Oh, absolutely. I think that's exactly right. Look, Brian Calley cannot dissociate himself from the Snyder administration. He has been working very hard for the last several years in Flint, been fairly present and visible, but he cannot walk away from that connection. So both of these guys are going to come into this nominating process with some baggage, Flint baggage. There's no question about it.
One of these charges of involuntary manslaughter was leveled against former emergency manager Darnell Early. Tell us how you think this could impact the future of the emergency manager law in this state.
Well, I have long been of the opinion that, the emergency manager law has been beaten up as in the context of Flint and said that is and essentially has been blamed for what happened in Flint. I happen to believe that the emergency manager law is the classic case where personnel is destiny. That is, if you make the right choice and you put the right people in charge of an emergency managership, you can get great results, like you got in Detroit with Kevin Orr. In the case of Flint, they've had four emergency managers, all four of whom, in one way, or certainly three of them, came from kind of the Flint ecosystem, the political ecosystem. So they had rivalries, they had alliances, they knew the people, they knew the place. And I think as a result, that makes it much harder for people to make smart decisions. In the case of Kevin Orr, this was a guy, it was a professional who was hired to do a job. He came in to do the job. He didn't have political alliances. He did have a good political sense about who not to irritate and fights he should not pick. I don't think that Darnell Early necessarily had that political sense. I think he picked some fights that made a bad situation even worse. All that said, I think if you do potentially get a Democratic governor or a divided legislature after the 2018 election, you're going to see Flint front and center as the test case for why they need to either amend the emergency manager law or get rid of it altogether.
I wanted to get your thoughts on the statement that Governor Snyder issued after the charges were handed down, saying he has utter faith in Nick Lyon and Dr. Eden Wells, Michigan's chief medical officer, keeping them in their jobs, and kind of complaining that people have been charged sometimes, some of them a year or so, and they haven't had their day in court.
That's probably a fair point. But I think the broader point is kind of I don't know if I use the word whine, but clearly a lament that these people, that he's standing behind these people. I think there's going to be a growing pressure for them to resign. and to leave their jobs. I mean, the evidence is pretty clear in some of these cases. And, you know, a lot of news organizations, mine, yours, mm-hmm. others, have gone through a lot of these documents. And I think the evidence is pretty clear that there were a lot of mistakes made. And, you know, the fact that these people are still going to stay in their jobs is going to be kind of hard to justify going forward.
Bottom line, and a lot of people, particularly in Flint, are probably wondering this. Are these charges that were leveled yesterday more about seeking justice for all these people in Flint who died or were poisoned or who are still drinking out of water bottles 3 years later, or are they more about politics? What do you think?
I'd say it's a little bit of both, frankly. I mean, look, there were a lot of bad decisions made here, and not just by state officials in the Snyder administration. There were bad decisions made by people in the city of Flint, and there certainly were bad decisions made by people in the Regional Office of the Environmental Protection Agency. So to lay all of this on the governor's office is really not to be honest and look at a lot of the evidence and the chain of how things happened. So the question I think you're raising is a good one. But at the end of the day, these decisions are made by people. And ultimately, I think if you're trying to get, quote, justice for the people of Flint, you've got to look at the people that made the decisions or didn't make decisions or hid information, as Nick Lyon is accused of doing, and not telling people about what was going on with Legionnaire's disease in Genesee County and how it might affect people. He knew long before it ever was made public. And had it been made public earlier, are there steps that could have been taken by public health officials to get farther out in front of this thing? I'm not qualified to answer that question, but I do think asking the question is very valid.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes. As always, thanks, Daniel.
Thank you.